This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're on Get Serial 9.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. That right there was a song by Wafia, and that was Bodies. And up the top we had Caleb's Morning Glory song, which was Ballpark Music with It's Nice to Be Alive.
It certainly is, boys.
We're going into our hour of love, and to kick things off, we've actually got a very special guest on the phone. We've got one of our favourite listeners. We've got Polzer on the line. How are you, Polzer?
G'day, mate. Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, wonderful. How's your morning been so far?
Well, I'm not too bad. I've been an early one up for the first day of the football, so...
Wonderful.
Just been sitting down watching it.
Cool. Now, you were telling me a story just last week that it was one of those stories that I think's just too good not to be heard on radio. You're telling me a little bit about your perfect list of attributes that you look for in a potential spouse or a potential partner.
Spouse,
yeah. Sorry, jumping a bit ahead.
Jumping the shark slightly.
Yeah, jumping straight into it there.
So tell us a little bit. So you've got obviously a very extensive list and under the title Dream Girl. What are some of the ones that you are sort of like must-haves in your dream girl?
So on the must-haves, I guess what we're looking for, the first few on the list are the main ones. We're looking for a girl that is very politically motivated.
Yeah.
We've got someone that is a music festival attendee and loves their music.
Okay, very important.
And someone that you can sit around with and, drink a beer or drink some tea or something like that.
Yeah, wonderful. And one that I'm intrigued by is I'm looking at the list and there's Can Cornrow. Now, what's the story behind that? So does he meet a girl that can cornrow?
Is that wearing cornrows or is that giving you the cornrows? Because I've seen you rocking them a few times.
I have rocked the cornrows a few times in the past. I'm known to do some weird things with my hair, so I just think that when it comes to the dream girl, if I ever do find her, it'd be one that can, help me with these crazy hairstyles.
Wonderful.
Can we talk for a second about the actual physical setup of this list? Because the photo that we've got here is of a whiteboard.
Yep.
Where does the whiteboard live? And is there a process to adding to it? Is it a Sunday morning thing? Is it a group decision? How does it work?
Yep. Well, so the whiteboard lives on top of the fridge, and as the list continues to grow, the fridge has actually become a whiteboard itself. Starting to add onto that too. As you said, the list is quite extensive. The process for adding to it, it's got to do with so this whole story is that my two housemates both have girlfriends, and we sit around and have a joke about how I may never find the one. So we started whenever I talk about something to do with the one, the eventual one, we add it to the list.
Well, to be honest, I think you've probably made it a little bit harder to find the one if this is the set criteria that you're making them adhere to.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty stringent.
Yeah, look, I may be making it difficult, but at least with the help of you boys getting the word out there, we might be able to find it.
Yeah, man,
well,
that's it.
I'm just thinking now, like, what if we, have you thought about putting out like a bit of a classified ad or something or even like a job application? It's almost like a few prerequisites that you got to have, so they've got to be politically
active. It's not a bad idea. I might need we'll get the list perfect and then put it out there. I'm not looking for someone to fit every single one, but it's just some nice attributes to go off.
I was having a look at it the other day, and I have to say I fit pretty much every single one of them, apart from about two. So I'm
I have counted how many you fit there, actually.
And I can definitely tick off knowledge of historical communist leaders. We definitely
sassy,
share the love there.
Socialist.
Very must, sassy. Must have.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for the call, Lockie, and thanks
good
so much for
you
listening into the show.
No problem.
You can add to the list Big Sin Fan as well.
Yeah, massive Sin.
Gotta check that down the bottom.
That's going right there.
It listens to 9.7.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Polzer.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, pal. Have a good day.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.